Look who's back. Let's play ball. Welcome in, everybody, to Leading Off right here on Fantasy Pros. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia. That, of course, is Dinger Dan Harris, back and refreshed from the weekend. And it's you, and we're talking all things baseball here. It is July 19th, and we're getting closer to the trade deadline. We're getting closer to a little bit more definition in the season, who's in, who's not, as we continue to look through what's going on here in fantasy baseball. And of course, it wouldn't be a fantasy baseball show if we didn't have a ton of injuries to get to. Oh, Dinger Dan. But anyway, it's nice to see your face again, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't realize like how much this show has sort of become a part of me. But on Friday, I just felt very empty. I just was texting you guys, you and Mayor, be like, how'd it go? What happened? What was going on? So I'm very glad to be back and doing this because it's like my routine now. So I'm glad. I wish we didn't have to recap so many injuries and things like that, but I'm glad to be here.
Now, when you say a part of you, just like some sort of, you know, weird, like, fungus thing, like, that kind of part of you, or, like, a part of you that, you know, it's like, I got this mole, and I just can't get rid of it kind of thing, and I should get it looked at. Is that
I'll go to old school and Wayne's World, and I'll say it's like a new pair of underwear. At first, it's constricting, but after a while, it becomes a part of you. A little Garth Algar reference 25 years ago. That's how I roll. I'm old. Deal with it, audience.
Party on, Dan.
Yeah, party on.
I love that. You know what? That movie still holds up. It's still very funny.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And that's the thing about those SNL comedies. I gotta say, most of the really good grouping ones, like the Tommy Boy and Wayne's World, they're still funny. I'm sorry. They're still flat out very amusing.
Yeah.
Some of the other comedies from the 80s and 90s don't hold up as well, just saying that. But one thing that is holding up very well is Shohei Ohtani. So let's get to the ups here. Shohei Ohtani, 34th home run. He's taking the mound today. We'll get to him later on in the program when we talk about DFS. But again, we're just running out of words to describe the awesomeness of Shohei Ohtani. And it's stunning, Dan, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's funny to me, Joe, that this, like Ohtani, he did hit a homer this weekend. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He is miraculous. But Ohtani is not, like, other than the fact that he's amazing, Ohtani is not, like, one of the biggest ones from this. We have Vladdy, your boy Soto, going crazy. We had cycles on Friday. We had dominant pitching performances. Ohtani, I think we should just have a permanent Ohtani is the most Ohtani incredible headline thing that we've seen in baseball ever. And, like, let's go. He does start tonight. I'm excited to see him go as a pitcher. But the fact that Ohtani homered, again, I'm like, it's almost more noteworthy if he doesn't homer. So how about the fact that he beat out a ground ball to first base, like a ground ball to the first baseman, and he beat it out. That is crazy. But yeah, he's just awesome. What do you want?
So we'll just make a permanent Ohtani headline. Yes. Today in Ohtani.
That's fine. That's better.
That's what we're gonna do. Today in Ohtani. Like, but here's a question too. We talked about him being the face of baseball. Is he the face of sports right now? Because he's doing something so transcendent. And I haven't really had this discussion with anybody yet, but I'm curious to your thoughts, because it feels as if, you know, yeah, okay, face of baseball is one thing, but in sports, this is such an abnormal thing to have somebody who's doing what he's doing. You know, if you had Patrick Mahomes playing linebacker and playing quarterback, that's the only thing I could possibly imagine, right? But that ain't happening anytime soon. So your thoughts on, is this like the most important thing in sports in 2021, period?
It would be if, you know, enough people cared about baseball, but they don't. Okay. It's really just about baseball.
But it seems like people who don't care about baseball are kind of like, wow, this Ohtani thing's really cool. Like, I think that's the crossover.
You can't have it in other sports, obviously. Like, it doesn't work that same way. Like, you couldn't have somebody play quarterback and it doesn't work that way. But look, if enough people cared about baseball, and again, Ohtani being in Los Angeles does take away a little bit of it, just because, again, they start their games at 10 o'clock for the most part on the East Coast, so he doesn't get as much fanfare. But to me, yeah, of course, it's like the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's stunningly good. It's so good. All right, Mets rally after the most bizarre. You want to talk about, like, cool things? How about the weirdest thing ever? This bizarre play, and if you haven't seen it, where a little trickler down the third baseline, Taiwan Walker thinks he picks it up, you know, in the foul ground, but he kind of swipes his glove and the ball is kind of on the chalk when he swipes it. And then everybody scores wild, but somehow the Mets came back. What a weird weekend in Pittsburgh for the Mets, between the Stroman thing, between the injuries. And, but look, at least they got that win yesterday, but that was a bizarre, crazy thing. How about Juan Soto? As we said, he was my guy for the weekend. It was a good weekend for Juan Soto. He's the dude that said, I want to be in the home run derby so I can get my swing right. Now, forget all the narratives of the home run derby ruins, guys. Now it's going to be, oh my God, this guy's struggling. Please get into the home run derby so we can have a Soto second half. What do you think about that, huh?
I did not see anybody actually selling low on Juan Soto. I certainly hope nobody did. But yeah, this just strikes me as this is going to be an absolutely mind-boggling second half for him. And not because he participated in the home run derby, which I agree with you, though it probably does. Like, the fact that he needs to concentrate on getting lift on the ball for that derby probably does help him, as he sort of said, since he hits the ball into the ground so often. But I just think that this is just going to be like the equal streak, right? Every action has its equal opposite reaction. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just think that he's going to absolutely take off. As for the Mets, look, I mean, there's not much fantasy baseball other than the injuries, obviously. But as I don't think I can recall as devastating a loss as they suffered on Saturday night, putting back to back with as uplifting a win as they had. It's baseball. Momentum is the next day. Like, that's where they say it's the next day starting pitcher, but it's really just the next day. Like, the Mets, as of the first inning, when Taijuan Walker smacked that ball away and they were down 6-0, just a bizarre play, as you said, that was like the low point of the Mets season. And then 3 hours later, it was like the high point of it. So it's baseball. That's what baseball is.
Well, getting to those injuries and the downs, Jacob DeGrom to the IL, forearm tightness. Yeah. I mean, the MRI's clean. So, I mean, now
something's
we know why he wasn't going to pitch.
Something's got to be up, though. Like,
something's been up with him all season. And that's the thing. I mean, we saw him skip the All-Star game, and that's all I keep thinking about is, like, what is going on here? I started watching that show, The Boys, this past week, which is phenomenal. You would love this show. It's like the superheroes of the bad guys. It's on Amazon Prime. Okay. Oh, my God. It is hysterical. They're like part of this big corporation. It's all about the ratings and their Q numbers and all these things like that. But really, you know, even though they're doing good things, they're terrible, despicable people because they're powerful in this corporation. And there's this thing called Compound V, which makes them special, basically. And the Compound V, I feel like that's what Jacob DeGrom is taking. And whenever he runs out, he hits the IL, because no human should be able to do what he's doing this year. And Lindor going to the IL with the oblique is just like, that is the worst other thing. Like, these are the two injuries that you can't sustain. And it really is making me concerned. I know we're going to do an update to the BP MLB stuff on Betting Pros. And that's the East now is really affected by the Acuña injury. And now these two injuries. So before we get to the other downs, what are your thoughts here for DeGrom and Lindor?
I mean, Lindor, I think, is a little more I think what to do about it is a little more obvious and a little more clear, which is he's probably going to miss a month. That's what a grade two strain. I think it's probably averages about a month. So you prepare to be without him for a month. You look for a shortstop who's out there. Maybe Willy Adames is still out there. I don't know. He's out there in a couple leagues. I picked him up. So you just try to make your way through it. And again, if you roster Lindor, it kind of sucks just because he had played a little better, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who knows if this sets him back. With DeGrom, I don't know. I feel bad saying that because people listen to us for, like, tell us what to do, Dan and Joe.
Well, I think that says everything. I think your lack of faith actually enlightening, because I think that's all of us. We're looking around going, there's no replacement. You can't replace his productivity. You could try to patch it together, but he's in a transcendent universe right now.
And I think I probably would just hold. Like, I've said this every time a DeGrom injury has come up. I just can't imagine trading him, even if somebody is like, I want to buy him at full value, just because when he is healthy, then, you know, there's unparalleled. There's nothing that you can do about. So I'm just going to hold, hope for the best. The fact that they have no structural damage is good. There's something going on. There's something going on that they can't see or they can't find. I feel like the human body, the normal human body, is just not designed to do what he is able to do. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit with Syndergaard. At least we didn't, but I've always thought about this with Syndergaard, where when he first came up and the slider, where he was throwing a slider at 92, and back then you were like, what is this? Slider shouldn't go like this. You can't throw a slider that fast. Now half the people do it, and DeGrom easily beats that, is that I was like, the human body is not designed to support the ability to do that. And that's almost what I think of DeGrom, who is now better than ever and just averages 100. The body just isn't designed to do that. So I don't know. But in the end, I'm just holding to what can you do? You can't replace him, really. Just do your best to find your way through it.
Rangers get shut out both ends of a doubleheader by the Blue Jays. So good fun for the Rangers. A little gross. Yeah. And Gavin Lux, because the Dodgers are another team that clearly doesn't have enough crap going on right now. He's going to be out with a hamstring injury. Here's some stuff thrown at you. Royals. I always call it this is stuff. You know, it's good fine. Stuff. Sometimes it's good stuff. Sometimes it's bad stuff. Sometimes it's just stuff. The Royals promote Bobby Witt Jr. to AAA. So that's some progress right there. So you'll see him next year. The fan who threw the ball at Verdugo over the weekend, he's banned for life from Major League Baseball, which I always laugh at. I was like, so you're telling me that some guy buys a ticket, gives it to his friend who's banned for life, and he can't come in the ballpark? Like, what do they have, like a wanted poster of this guy everywhere?
Did they find him, or do they just have the person about the ticket?
No, they found him. They found the guy. Because of technology. But, like, I mean, he's going to wear, like, a hat and funny sunglasses and come in there and, like, who's going to know? I mean, it's just hilarious. Banned for life. What a bunch of nonsense that is. Well, White Sox agreed to a 2-year extension with my boy Lance Lynn. Nice job, White Sox. Very smart. Good. Yep. Don't take care of your business. Also, funny story today. Apparently, they don't have enough hot dog vendors at Citi Field and people like selling stuff. Did you see the story?
They went to Philadelphia or something.
Well, Aramark is the big company that does the food and beverage. Of course. I worked for them for a short period of time, a very long time ago. But they, when I was slinging cotton candy. Apparently they're bringing people from the Philly ballpark because they don't have enough people at Citi Field. And some people were like upset about it. I'm like, upset? Someone's giving you a hot dog in your chair? Who cares what ballpark they were working at?
Somebody give me a hot dog. I don't care who it is. Oh, get me a hot dog. Like, that needs to be your... Besides, go to Shake Shack. What's going on? Come on. There's a million restaurants.
Shake Shack is, by the way, and again, for the record, Shake Shack is good. Shake Shack is good if you could go in, get it, and sit down and eat. Shake Shack
is not worth an 80-minute line.
It's not worth a 20-minute line. Like in Times Square, even. It is not worth that.
Well, as somebody who is probably taking my kids to a Mets game next time I'm in New York, whenever that is, their only concern is Shake Shack. They're like iffy on the game. They just are like, get me Shake Shack. I'm like, but I'm gonna miss. I'm gonna miss four innings. I'm gonna miss four innings, guys. And they're like, we don't care. Go get it. So,
but the same thing
with them, Joe.
You gotta do the same. You gotta go there early for batting practice and go there. You get everybody set up, you're there for BP, so you can beat all the lines to the good food. And then you enjoy the rest of the game. You get a helmet Sunday later in the sixth inning.
Philly. The
Schmitter. All right, some other weekend weirdness here. The Rockies notched their 10th walk-off win this season. And considering that they only have 9 road wins, it's pretty spectacular.
Weird. Kudos to Mayer for that one.
Mets and Pirates, we talked about that bizarre set of circumstances too. The Astros are second in baseball with a 779 OPS. They have a 606 OPS in July, which is the worst of baseball.
Yeah.
Weekend pitching standouts, Eduardo Rodriguez, 8 Ks against the Yanks. Robbie Ray, 8 Ks as well, 6 2/3 shutout innings against the Rays. He continues to be dominant. Lance McCullers, 10 Ks. Boy, Lance McCullers has a great finish here. That is a huge win for the Astros to push into the playoffs. Kyle Hendricks trying to get out of Chicago. 6 innings, 1 run, 4 Ks against the D-backs. Flexen, another good start for him. Lower Ks against the Angels, but still a good start. We've been talking about him. Kim, 6 shutout innings, just 1 strikeout. Lucas Giolito, complete game on Saturday night, was terrific. 8 Ks against the Astros there, and that is not easy to shut out the Astros. Walker Buehler stepped up in the void with Bauer and Kershaw. 8 Ks against the Rockies, 7 innings. Garrett Cole, so much for Garrett Cole is done. He's a fraud. Yeah. He's a fraud. Garrett Cole's a fraud, Dan. He goes to Houston where they all cheat, and then he gets the spider attack on the fingers, and he's nothing. He's nothing. Yeah, well, he's also just crushing life right now. 11 Ks against the Red Sox, so there you have it. So are we okay now? Garrett Cole's good again? Everyone's good? You good, Dan?
I think so. I don't know. I have him in the range of like 2 through 4. Oh, no. Well, it's DeGrom.
He's like a SP15 overall.
Let's see what happens when he doesn't get all that adrenaline from facing the Astros and the Red Sox. Okay. Now let's see what. Yeah. Look, kudos to him. I mean, honestly, because he definitely looked like something was wrong. But people were talking about, like, do I get rid of him for somebody who's not a top 10 starting pitcher. I was like,
Nady Eovaldi.
Are you nuts? Right. Can I do that? No.
By the way, I know on Discord that face is going to be a meme. That's why I did it so often.
I'm not calling him back by any means, but I am basically, I'm more optimistic.
I'll call it. He's back. He's awesome. He's Gerrit Cole. It was a bad patch. I think it was more mental than anything. I think we forget about the mental aspect of this game. The mental aspect of baseball is frightening. There is such a grind, and for pitchers, you know, the different grind of your hitter, it's like you fail the first time, like there's so much failure built in, even when you're going well, that when you're failing on top of that, it is crushing. But from a pitching standpoint, when you fail and then you have 4 days to think about that failure, and then you feel more pressure because you're the ace of that staff and you fail again, it compounds itself. The mental aspect of baseball does not get discussed enough in the fantasy realm. It should be more. Good performances as well from the Brewers pitchers. Freddie Peralta was good again. Corbin Burns.
Not Peralta, shut out. Right?
Peralta,
I think.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was Corbin Burns with the 8 shutout innings, 12 Ks against the Reds. My apologies there. Logan Gilbert, 9 Ks. He's starting to really, you know, come around here in this second half too. Carlos Rodon, 7 shutout innings, 10 Ks. Willie Peralta.
I
always mix my Peraltas. There's only one Peralta for me. Hitting standouts, as Dan mentioned, Vlad Guerrero Jr., 3 dingers, 1 Soto, 3 homers. Yeah, buddy. Mike Yastrzemski had 2 homers. Yep. And JD Davis, who is a nice player, had a very nice night. Special. He is not. Good player.
But
he
you
is.
Know, that does, you know, the Lindor injury, though, until 100%. They trade. Right, that gets Davis probably into lineup
it's the
more
first
than
thing I thought of. Jonathan VR, if healthy, will play some shortstop. My guess is you'll have, and then JD Davis will be your everyday third baseman, unless that Guillaume.
Well, they'll have Guillaume in there. Who Guillaume, by the way, kudos to him because he's had like a .450 on base percentage basically for much of the season. But it is something with JD Davis. They're going to trade Joe, like you know they are, and they're obviously there's talk of them targeting Javi Baez, which maybe Chris Bryant, something like that. But regardless, for right now, they need bats, and JD Davis is a bat. So with the Lindor injury, he'll probably play a little more.
All right, Muncy 5-for-6, 2 homers over the weekend. Willie Adames 2 homers, and Jake Cronenworth hit for the cycle. Yep. Congratulations. The duds from this weekend: Tyler Molly 5 runs, 8 Ks. I think he's getting the wall. This is it, and this is something we talked about. Tyler Molly was a sell high guy before, sometime in June. We said, look, he's been really good. The K rate's good. He's always going to be a 5-inning pitcher. He's going to be limited. It's one of these things that I worry about with the Reds. Is you know he can't go 7 innings here, especially this time of year. Bad outing from Sandy Alcantara. That's not something you see very often from him. Eflin's been hit around quite a bit. You go look at the batting average against and the hits allowed. It's not good. Diaz blew a save, but we'll give him a pass. He's had a good year. Kikuchi, an odd bad game for him. 7 runs, 7 Ks. Taiwan Walker, we all know that bizarre line. Talk about craziness. Sonny Gray coming back from the injury. 5 runs, 6 Ks against the Brewers. Yeah. Joe Musgrove needs to step it up because with Snell not pitching well, Musgrove needs to come back and be that dude. And they need desperately to make another move for starting pitcher, the Padres. I'm telling you right now, they're in, they're all in. Framber Valdez, I got asked this question yesterday, 4 runs, 4 Ks against the White Sox. Am I concerned with Framber Valdez? No, I think he's going through a bit of a dead arm phase, which is typical of pitchers who had normal ramp up. And I think he's in that weird schedule where he's just working through it. That would be my guess. I'm not concerned. Are you concerned with Framber Valdez?
I wouldn't say concerned. I would say, though, that I'm not completely ignoring it. I mean, the good news is obviously they didn't walk. I think he had 2 walks in this start, which was good, after he walked 6 in his last start. So that's a positive for it. But I mean, I'm I'm not completely disregarding it. I'm not selling him low. I haven't moved him very much in the trade chart. I'm not going to this weekend, but it is something where if he has like another bad start right now, I might consider benching him for a little while, especially if the Astros are going through this massive slump. They should get Bregman back soon, but if they go through this massive slump, the win equity isn't going to be there. You know, he hasn't, you know, so for me, again, nothing that I've seen really says, oh God, this is troubling. I think you're probably right, given the fact that he did have this very odd, you know, he was out for months. But it is something where I want to monitor. And if he has another bad start, I'll probably leave him on my bench for his next one just to see how things go.
On to the news and notes for the injuries. We talked about the Mets guys, but Pablo Lopez in the IL with a rotator cuff strain. Yeah. This is tough because he's been a very solid pitcher for fantasy rotations all year. Jess Chisholm left with a shoulder contusion. Strasburg has a setback. Shocker.
You can drop him.
Have you heard this before? I mean, can you drop him with authority? Like, I want to, like, I don't want to drop him.
Don't spike drop.
I want to Rob Gronkowski spike him to the waiver wire. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure.
Just take that chair of Steven Strasburg and just spike him down. Timo Castro tore his ACL over the weekend. So that he had the IL there. Devin Williams with the IL with the right elbow discomfort. That is not good. And of course, Luke Voit, where he likes to live, which is the IL going back there again. Not good timing for the Yankees. Very difficult here. But what's good news is, at least in the home run calls, Joey P got three from Juan Soto, my one Juan. D. Gordon Liddy also got three, though, because Soto and Franmil Reyes. Wonky Penguin got one from Mitch Haniger. Randy moved up to 14 right behind me, but ahead of Dan. And Brick JB and KONSD each added two more up to 12. So D. Gordon Liddy's up to 18. Wow. Wonky Penguin at 16. Tough guy Joe Pizzapi at 15. Randy at 14. Dinger Dan at 13. Where's Dr. Glenn? Dr. Glenn, where are you at, bro?
Dr. Glenn, slow down.
I'm calling you out, Dr. Glenn. Oof. 12. He's been stuck on 12. That's so July 1st. Oh, my God, Dan. But not anyway, great. Dan, did you get home run picks in for the weekend? I don't know.
So Mayor, to his immense credit, texted me at like 3 o'clock or something. And I was out walking the dog and I was like, oh, no, I forgot my home run call. I didn't even remember the fact that it goes through the weekend. Uh-huh. So I randomly was like, Orioles playing the Royals. I'll take Sal Perez, who did not hit one. So I did get a home run call in, to be fair. I did not hit any, so I'm stuck on whatever number it was, 13.
Okay. Well, again, also don't take catchers because sometimes that's on Sundays.
Exactly. I was thinking it was play. One day. You guys it get would those day off.
No, you're in the perpetuity. You got perpetuity.
Hey, if I take a day off from the show, I deserve everything that I get, right? I'm ready to get back on the horse.
Just for it's clear, Dan didn't take a day off. He just took a day off from the show. Dan Correct. Was still working.
That's true.
You know, Dan and I, the version of days off for Dan and myself are very different than other people.
Correct. No actual days off for us. Yeah, we just take like half hours off.
We take a show. Yeah, we take time off.
Yeah.
Time off. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We take time off. Days, it's a little different. But if you want to take some hair off, Manscaped.com is for you. That's right. The Lawnmower 4.0, the greatest grooming tool in the history of grooming tools. And it is a long storied history. It can be yours. All you got to do is go to manscaped.com. Use that code LEADINGOFF. Get 20% off and free shipping. And that Lawnmower 4.0 gives you advanced skin safe technology. It gives you a 4K LED light. It gives you all the things that you need, including the longest battery life in the history of batteries. And you need all of these things to make yourself beautiful. Have a little me time, okay? Listen, guys. You know, the ladies go to the spa. They go, they get the nails done sometime, the hair done, all these things, the manis, the pedis. What do? We need to take a little us time, a little man time. So get your Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Take a little time for yourself this summer and do it on us. Again, well, don't manscape on us. That's gross. But get the discount on us at Leading Off. Again, manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping. Your balls will thank you. All right, let's get to the 11-game slate tonight. Weird slate, not going to lie. Yu Darvish makes his return, 11.2K on FanDuel, 9.2 on DK. So got a $2,000 variance there. Kyle Gibson is 9.1 and 9 on both sides. Shohei Ohtani, another huge variance, 10.2 on FanDuel, 8.7 on DK. He is on the road. That is something to keep in mind. Kevin Gausman, 10.6 and 10K against the Dodgers. Where do you want to go tonight with these bigger arms? Because these are the guys. I think I'm going with Kevin Gausman, despite the high salary and the Dodger thing, because Bellinger's been terrible. Mookie's banged up. Gavin Lux is out. I think I'm going to go with Kevin Gausman.
Yeah, that's actually where I'm going to. I'm surprised that you went there. Just especially on FanDuel, the prices are just like, I don't want to trust Darvish in his first start back. Ohtani's on the road. Kyle Gibson doesn't strike out enough batters. And I think Gausman has given you zero reason to ever be concerned when he's on the mound. You did mention, of course, maybe Betts plays with that hip irritation, everything like that. They said maybe Monday. My guess is he still gets another day off here. So regardless, by the way, I think I trust Gausman against any lineup out there, because when this splitter is working, he's basically untouchable. So I agree with you. I am going with Gausman again. The Dodgers, the rotation is no longer one of these things where you say, well, you know, they're starting an ace right now. It's Tony Gonsolin. He's fine. But I'm going with Kevin Gausman as well.
All right. Looking forward, if you want to go on the opposite end here, Cole Irvin on the other end of the Shohei Ohtani game, if you believe in the splits here, that the road starts are bad for Ohtani, he's 8.2 on FanDuel, 7.8 on DK. Maybe that's your Oppo play of the day. Zach Greinke, 8.6. Good matchup against Cleveland. He's at home, but Greinke's not a big strikeout guy, so I'm just going to keep it simple here. Gossman and just kind of fade everything else here, because especially Texas not being able to score runs. Although Kyle Gibson, this could be his last start for the Rangers.
True.
You know, this could be a little debut here for every, or should I say audition for everybody else. Stacks tonight, Houston and San Diego look good to me. Also, the Nationals, I would throw into that bunch as well. Game stack, Boston, Toronto's got a high total today. I would expect a lot of runs. I think you want to be in on that game as much as you can, which means you have to find some lineup builders. So let's get to Wander Franco on FanDuel, 2.5. Jeff McNeil, 2.6. Again, these are all the FanDuel guys. Tyler Naquin, possibly a free square, 2.2. Kevin Biggio with 2.5. And Jaron Duran, just 2.2 on FanDuel. On DK, those two guys are cheap as well. 2.3 for Jaron Duran. Kevin Biggio, 3.5. Trent Grisham's a lefty-lefty matchup, but 3.6 is a good value for that player. And Miles Straw, free square, 2.0. Now it comes to the home run calls, Danny Boy. And I got to tell you, I'm just going to let it ride. They got an expression down there in the gambling world. Just let it ride. So I'm going to let it ride on Soto. I'm just feeling so good. I love the matchup today. I don't like anything else on the board. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Why would I go anywhere else for my home run call? I'll pick somebody else tomorrow. But I just want to reiterate, I was staying on brand on Friday. If I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, that Juan Soto's going to have a monstrous second half, well, gosh darn it, I'm going to keep on driving that point home. So there you have it. Your home run call for today, my friend.
I'm going against our Mets, and I'm going to Cincinnati, where I'm going with Joey Votto. Let's go old school. Tuma is here visiting us in the comments. So for his sake, I will do it against Jared Eichhoff. Wind is going to be blowing out a little bit to right. I'm going to go with Votto. A little under the radar here for my home run call.
And Michael being spot on here, by the way, there's some weather possibilities in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind, too. Correct. That's another reason to fade away from him tonight, potentially. You know, there's weather forecasts, too, in the morning. Things can change drastically. Just keep an eye on it, as you always have to. Yep. But yeah, it was a lot. I can't believe we got so much in with such an eventful weekend. The one thing I want to kind of close with is this, and I said it yesterday on the telly. So I'm going to say it here again because I want your thoughts. Tell me, at this point for MVP, Acuna's out, DeGrom's back on the IL. It's got to be Tatis in the National League, right? This has got to be your last chance to put any money down on him, right? Before it just completely obliterates itself.
For sure. I don't know if you've ever seen it circulating. The guy who has like the double MVPs on Otani and DeGrom, and he'll win like $450,000 if they both win, and he could get out of it for like $190,000 right now, which I absolutely would have before the injury, for sure, even before the injury. But yeah, it's Tatis. I mean, I don't really know who else is going to be able to do it. Nobody else is having it on the season. I hope he stays healthy. I hope DeGrom comes back soon and locks it in. But other than that, it's probably Tatis, yes.
All right, Dan Harris, final thoughts for today.
I am just glad to be back. I'm looking forward to baseball. I hope the Mets don't accidentally throw a ball into the dugout when they think it's foul when it's fair. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'm very glad to be back. I missed everybody. I'm glad so many people are here still with us. I mean, we're midway through July at this point. You know, the fact that there are so many people here with us live, amazing. So good to
see
everybody.
It is. Right. It's an incredible, it's a testament to what we've built here.
Yep.
And you know what? Going back full circle here, if I may, for a moment before we close things out, we are very Wayne and Garth. I mean, we're basically doing the show from our mom's basement. I mean, we don't have any guests. We just, you know, we should have we kind of have a theme song. We don't sing it, but maybe we should.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a Wayne, and you always wear the hat, right? Always. Just like, I mean, there's some similarities here. There's more similarities maybe than we want to admit. And I'm happy if I'm the Garth to your Wayne or vice versa. I don't know which one it is, but
I think it's probably vice versa. I think you're the Wayne, I'm the Garth. But
all I could say is Schwing. Remember when Schwing was a thing and not? That was also, not I was do. A thing also.
Correct.
That was something for a long time. People go, yeah, I really like what you're doing there. Not. And then they would laugh. And that was funny for a short period of time in this world.
It was. Yep.
A little bit of private reflection there as we end leading off. We hope you enjoyed this. Kind of like Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy here.
Also a great bit.
All right. We'll be back again to do it all tomorrow. Now I know everyone's going to go watch Wayne's World on demand after this show and kind of get their fix in after we talked about it. But again, Thanks for joining us, everybody, and enjoy your baseball tonight. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Dinger Dan, I'm Joe Pisapia. We'll see you next time, kids.